Watch, 1,300-plus Hondurans begin organized trek to U.S. border. By Ildefonso Ortiz and Brandon Darby on October 14, 2018. More than 1,300 Honduran men, women, and children began a trek that is expected to take them through Central America and Mexico. Some of the migrants plan to seek asylum in Mexico while others plan to head to the U.S. border. The march appears to be organized through social media. The march, dubbed March of the Migrants, began this weekend in San Pedro Sula, Honduras, where more than 1,300 men, women, and children began a trek that will take them from Honduras to Guatemala and into Mexico, where some will seek refugee status. Others are expected to continue north to the U.S. border, Reuters reported. Soon after the march began, social media groups promoting the well-being of Honduras and Central America posted videos and photographs condemning the government and the lack of opportunities in the country. No es Venezuela, no es Nicaragua. No es Cuba, por eso no dicen nada y son cómplices de la dictadura en Honduras. Almagro_2015@en_official@en_justicia@onu_soyeftelrincon_at_soy_ftelrincon_at_primerimpacto@telemundo. Vin compañeros de vos pueblo at mashirafaelpic.twitter.com/m61md@3. Indignados Hondurnos en el extranjero. At Indignados HNX, October 13, 2018. The march is largely being organized through social media, where Honduran residents were called upon to begin the trek in San Pedro Sula. Reuters' Gustavo Palencia reported in Spanish. Mexico's Azteca Noticias reported that the ultimate goal of those in the march is to reach the U.S. border to escape the poverty and the violence in Honduras. March a hashtag migrant, Hondurnos se dirigen a U.A. pic.twitter.com/juagut5c. Azteca Noticias, at Azteca Noticias, October 14, 2018. According to Reuters, the primary reasons being mentioned by those taking part in the trek are lack of jobs and violence. The march comes just months after a similar effort organized by the U.S. group Pueblos Sin Fronteras helped coordinate a caravan of more than 1,500 men, women, and children that trek through Central America into Mexico seeking to reach the U.S. to request asylum, Breitbart Texas reported. While some members from the caravan stayed in Mexico, a large number made their way to the border, where they worked to request asylum at the international ports of entry. There is no work and so much violence that you can get killed walking down the street, 25-year-old Javier Solis told Reuters. He said he has not been able to find work for a year and wants to make his way to the United States. It is not his first attempt to illegally make his way to the U.S. Reuters reported that his first attempt ended in deportation after he made it to the Mexican border. Brandon Darby is the managing director and editor-in-chief of Breitbart Texas. He co-founded the Cartel Chronicles project with Ildefonso Ortiz and Stephen K. Bannon. Follow him on Twitter and Facebook. He can be contacted at darby@breitbart.com.